Chapter 14. Education. Education is crucial, stated Professor George Moss in his book, Nazi Culture. For if an ideology can be institutionalized through the education establishment, it has won a major battle. The Nazis realized this only too well. Upon close inspection, it will be found that the American education establishment has been created and guided for many years by the progenitors of the globalists, who created both communism and National Socialism. The oil magnate John D. Rockefeller created the General Education Board, GEB, in 1903 to dispense Rockefeller donations to education. By 1960, it had ceased operating as a separate entity and its programs were rolled into the Rockefeller Foundation. In 1917, the GEB made a $6 million grant to Columbia University to create the New Lincoln School, a private experimental coeducational school in New York City. According to current school literature, the faculty engages in enrolling students from kindergarten through grade 12. Its predecessor was founded as Lincoln School in 1917 by the Rockefeller-funded General Education Board as a pioneer experimental school for newer educational methods under the aegis of Columbia University's Teachers College. According to Eustace Mullins, from this school descended the national network of progressive educators and social scientists whose pernicious influence closely paralleled the goals of the Communist Party, another favorite recipient of the Rockefeller millions. From its outset, the Lincoln School was described frankly as a revolutionary school for the primary and secondary schools of the entire United States. It immediately discarded all theories of education that were based on formal and well-established disciplines, that is, the McGuffey Reader type of education, which worked by teaching such subjects as Latin and algebra, thus teaching children to think logically about problems. Other Rockefeller-connected entities that still shape the United States include the Brookings Institution, the National Bureau of Economic Research, the Public Administration Clearinghouse, the Council of State Government, and the Institute of Pacific Relations. During the Carter administration, a former Rockefeller assistant, Paul Volcker, was named chairman of the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve System. John D. Rockefeller, who claimed to be a devout Baptist, began his attempt to influence American education in the late 1800s with a $600,000 donation to the American Baptist Education Society for an endowment for the University of Chicago. Between 1890 and 1914, Rockefeller, through the society, handed out close to $1 million to many different schools.